Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cutdowns are through, the waiver wire's done, and that means at least for the next, I don't know, 48 minutes, 48 hours or so, the roster is set. To talk about the roster, this season expectations, Deshaun's health, everything, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A welcome on of the Athletic, Zach Jackson. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How we doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. I think we're in a good mindset here with 2 days to go with Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin, I heard about this. A, I wish you would have told me, and B, I just really admire somebody in your position who can come on and then try to be a professional tennis player at your age. Really,
I certainly appreciate that. You may or may not have known a little early, by the way. Just saying.
Have I ever told the truth on this show?
No. And I'll tell you what, my tennis game, you should see it. It's not that great.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. You know what? It's about as good as your golf game. How about that?
Yeah, it is. It's really bad at golf. But you know what? That's when training camp comes, I'm happy. I'm like, I need to get back to work, and I need to do something other than pretend I'm ever going to be good at golf. So it's been it goes fast. You know, 5 weeks from report date to cuts yesterday. So it does go fast, and now it's like bring on the real thing.
What did you make of the Browns keeping four quarterbacks?
It has to be, Nick, a roster thing. I really don't think it's any kind of grand conspiracy or anything to do with the quarterback's physical health. You know, I think that they felt like their roster, their options with their roster, both in who they were willing to give up and who they might acquire in the coming days, they thought they could hold on to four quarterbacks. And I don't think it's about proving anything in practice. All these guys are proven to a certain extent, and DTR is not. He's only been in the league for 15 or 16 months, but they know who he is, right? I think it's just eventually trying to maximize the value for that and then waiting. They could cut one today or tomorrow and pick up a player at a different position, and they might. Or they could hold on for a week or 2 weeks or a month when inevitably somebody will need a quarterback, and then maybe they can maximize value. So I know, you know, the discussions were had internally and externally, but internally I think they felt like they handled it the right way, and they just did not feel pressed to immediately move on because that would be the standard thing to do.
Who is most likely of the other three quarterbacks, the non-Deshaun quarterbacks, to be moved, do you think?
Well, I think if they had to make a roster move and cut one, I think they would cut Tyler Huntley. I think the one they tried to maximize value and return the most with was DTR. It didn't work out for reasons. So if there is a move where they need to create an instant roster spot, I believe Huntley will be the one released or traded for a conditional seven. But If I was totally wrong on that, I would be surprised, but not completely stunned.
You know, we talked about this yesterday, and I'm not sure it makes any sense, but like, I guess the question would be, is Jameis Winston somebody that could be traded, and what would it take to get the Browns to put him on the block?
Well, it would have to take a match of, you know, someone that wanted him slash probably more like needed him, and then would be willing to pay that value. And there's just no reason to think that it's there, right? The Browns knew they weren't bringing Flacco back. They ended up signing Jameis to a one-year deal that was almost identical to the one that Flacco signed in Indy, right? A couple of weeks later, because they couldn't believe that he was still there, and because they needed a guy for the offseason, they got Huntley for just over the minimum, right? That tells you, Dustin, those guys weren't in demand. I think Jameis had a really good camp, not a perfect one. He still throws it to the other team. He still misses guys by 6 yards sometimes, but he can really throw the ball. But I don't think any team right now is like, we need Jameis Winston. So, you know, if we got into the season and Deshaun Watson was playing well and some team that thought that Jameis could keep their playoff ship afloat called the Browns, then I think you could talk about a mid-round pick, or then I think you could talk about acquiring a contributing player for that. But I just don't think there would be the value there right now, and I think that's why they kept the four. I think they looked and said, we tried to get this for DTR. It didn't work out. We were willing to go here on the other guys. No, there were, you know, there was really no one to dance with. And so we'll keep the four and see if that changes.
Zach, if Deshaun Watson is healthy, is making the playoffs in and of itself enough?
Yeah, Nick, probably not. But I think that has to be the goal, right? And I think, you know, along the way, I know that no one who has an eye or an ounce of fairness or understanding is going to judge the offense off being great then, right? But I think enough is that he has to play really well. And if it gets to the point that this team can win enough to get to the playoffs without him being great, and it includes him being healthy and delivering in a couple of big moments that allows them to win these close wild games that are inevitably coming, then we'll see. You know, they have spent so much money. They're going to continue to spend so much money. And we know that. We don't know exactly what the window is. We're going to find out on some of these older guys they've paid. There's a lot of guys on this roster who are 30 and up and who have big contracts, some of which are guaranteed going forward and some of which aren't. Is it enough? Probably not. But I don't know, without continuing to filibuster for a whole hour here on Dustin's Next to Last Show, I don't know that there's a fair or completely accurate answer to that on August 28th.
I've been thinking a lot about this, on how Ken Dorsey's likes on offense have been described, what we know Kevin Stefanski likes to do, and I'm surprised it hasn't been more of a talking point. Is there any question on whether Kevin Stefanski and Ken Dorsey have enough in common with what they like to do offensively that they'll be able to figure out what the offense looks like throughout 17 games this year?
That's something I don't think we know. You know, they obviously have had months and months, more than the players been here, more than the 10 practices or whatever we saw in the spring. You know, we just didn't see a lot, Nick. It gets an incomplete here. And, you know, if you had to give it a grade that wasn't incomplete, you'd give it a really low grade because the offense stunk in camp. The quarterback's accuracy sunk. The release was slow. The offensive line stunk. There's no running game to speak of. The guys weren't there. They were maybe 3 days in camp where the full wide receiver group that includes Njoku, who's basically a wide receiver, right, was available for the starting quarterback in any kind of competitive setting. So they need these practices. They need time, and they need to meld these ideas into the quarterback's skill set, into either maximizing what they have or making do with what they don't have, because I'm not sure they're going to run the ball at all. And so they need to try to continue to dress it up and do some things that are close to a run game and get rid of the ball quickly and get him comfortable. I mean, when a quarterback hasn't played in 10 months, you know, we can only go off what we see in practice. And with the exception of a couple of days, it wasn't just blah, it was bad. So we'll see what happens.
You think Kevin Stefanski is dancing around what's really going on with Jed Wills?
Well, to an extent, yes. You know, I think the only fair explanation is that there was a setback somewhere along the way. He's not obligated to say that. He's not obligated to even say anything about his practice status now that he's activated until next Wednesday. And at that point, they either need to say full, or they only need to say full or limited, right? And even that is vague. So it's strange, man, because it was an MCL and then an arthroscopic surgery in mid-December, and we're in late August, and he hasn't been back on the practice field. So, you know, I'm of the assumption that Jack Conklin's going to start at left tackle, but I also am of the understanding that that can change over the next 10 or 11 days. I think if they're both healthy, Wills will play. I just don't know, and right now we couldn't assume that he is, because we've gone through a whole camp and now into this portion of between camp and the regular season, and he's still not out there.
Given that Jack has multiple years left on his deal, given that Jed is on effectively a one-year deal, if Jack does start the season at left tackle, is that an opportunity maybe for him to steal the job?
Fair question, but let's clarify that. Jack Conklin has multiple years left on his deal. He only has guaranteed money in this one. Okay. Jed only is under contract for this year, but dead money's been pushed ahead on that. So unless Jack Conklin has a great year and is healthy and looks like he is going to play for multiple more years at a high level after this, then he becomes an easy post-June 1 cut that saves the Browns money next year, right? Unless Wills gets back and plays at a high level, they have to look at other left tackle options. So nothing is guaranteed for either guy past this season. And just looking at the numbers, the pure numbers and the rules of the cap, unless Conklin has a really good year, it's easy for the Browns to move on after this year.
We talked a lot about the offense. What's your biggest question about the defense?
Well, health would be the first one. And then, you know, I just want to see him clean up some of those things. The defense was great, and it just pounded on bad quarterbacks. And the last time we saw him in the game that counted, they got smoked, you know? And over the course of the year, the same simple rollouts and jet sweeps and basic counter plays beat them. So are they going to clean that up? You know, I think we know that Miles is out of this world and might win Defensive Player of the Year again. I think we know, assuming health, that it's a really good cornerback group, and Denzel and Emerson are just really at the absolute top of the game. So to me, it's like for them to go from good to great and consistently good is cleaning those things up. And then it's keeping Tomlinson and Delpit healthy. I think those guys are both difference makers. You know, Tomlinson is the dirty work guy on the inside who draws that attention. And I just thought Grant Delpit was so good last year. And he wasn't there the last, what, five or six games. And that's when the fall off took place.
Zach Jackson, The Athletic, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did the Browns ever come around to a specific theory about the road and home splits for the defense last year?
No, you know, Schwartz filibustered about it. They acknowledged that it was real. I mean, it was in front of them. You know, the numbers were stark. I think some of it was they played the Cardinals with a ninth-string quarterback and the carcass of Ryan Tannehill at home. They played some better teams on the road. You know, they won the game in Indy, but they did not play well in that game. They played really well for three quarters in Seattle and didn't play good on the first drive or the last drive, and they got beat, right? So I think some of it is circumstantial. I think some of it is evolving as it goes. You know, later in the year when they were scoring more points, they had more leeway. The defense wasn't necessarily great in Baltimore until that fourth quarter when it needed to be. So we're going to follow that, Nick, but I think it really just comes down to this team being healthy, to focus on the fundamentals, and then your star players, of which there are many, but there's probably none in Miles's galaxy, you know, delivering when you need them.
Zach, today the Pittsburgh Steelers announced that Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback this season, at least to start the year. What do you make of that? Do you think Pittsburgh, you know, could still be a team to watch in the AFC, or are they on the downturn?
Well, you just never doubt that Tomlin voodoo, do you?
No.
Russell Wilson had two good games last year. One of them was against the Browns. You know, they have on paper what could be the worst receiving core in the league. They have Arthur Smith coming in at offensive coordinator who doesn't excite anybody. You know, I think having a package for Justin Fields is fine, but I don't think that wins you a lot of games. So I'm interested to see what happens there. You know, I understand why they did it. And what they would tell you is that the pass game was such a mess last year. I mean, this Browns defense made them move on from Kenny Pickett. The guy did not belong on the field against the Browns. That was painfully obvious. So they would say they upgraded coordinator and quarterback. They'll look for some answers at receiver and figure it out. I don't think they scare anybody on paper, but I think you have to go back a decade to find a Steelers team that does scare anybody on paper. They just find a way to be there at the end of the year.
Zach, I believe it was CBS.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports that had their coaching hot seat for the AFC. No Kevin Stefanski. Nice to not have a Browns quarterback there. But two of the honorable mention guys were Tomlin and Harbaugh, given recent lack of playoff success in Pittsburgh and, you know, Super Bowl expectations in Baltimore. Weird continuity here in the AFC North. No team has had a new head coach since 2020. I'll ask you, which team do you think is the next team to have an opening?
I think we'll be revisiting that in 2 years or so down the road. I don't think those guys are going anywhere. They don't fire coaches. They stick with guys. And Tomlin has been through it all. Harbaugh's won. You know, of course, everybody wants to get to that next level. So these are the things we all got to write and talk about early in the year, Nick. You know, we'll see. But I don't think it's going anywhere. And I think as long as Joe Burrow's in Cincinnati, he's fine. I think they have a good mix there. I think they had, you know, they obviously had a little bit of turnover on their staff. But the O coordinator was an internal hire. He's a smart guy who's been there a long time. Just a little bit of turnover on their defensive staff. Like, you know, this AFC North is loaded, and I don't think that any coach is going anywhere unless something crazy that none of us see coming to fruition actually happens.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the thing in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow seems to be the miracle salve in Cincy that Tomlin is in Pittsburgh, and yet you can look on paper and say that roster is maybe the worst it's been in probably 4 years for them. Any thought that maybe Cincinnati could be the cellar dweller this year in the AFC North?
No, they're my pick to win the division. Oh. I mean, why would the Browns make the trade that they made? Because they looked and they saw Lamar Jackson's not going anywhere for a long time and Burrow's not going anywhere for a long time. And that's why they did it.
Zach,
here we are.
Zach, are you a cold shower guy? You ever taken a cold shower?
You cold showers?
From time to time, when it's miserable hot like this, I do like a cold shower. Now, I don't wake up in the morning and say, "Boy, would I like a cold shower?" You know, but I'm fine with it a few times a year, right circumstances.
All right, that will be used. I'm asking for a very specific reason that I won't divulge now. That made it sound really kinky. I just realized what I was doing there. I promise you, there's nothing undue toward when I ask that question.
Fine with me,
Zach. Any hot takes in the NFL heading into the season?
No, I might cook a couple up next week, but I'm just ready. You know, like this was the most uneventful for the most part Browns camp, right? You knew the team was in place. Guys just weren't in camp. There weren't a lot of competitive practices. Let's just get to next Sunday and see. I want my Labor Day weekend, but, you know, check with me next week and it's like, let's just get to Sunday and see.
Zach, my partner's a little nuts. because he thinks that week one is just, you know, a game that they're going to easily win. And
I
he
never said that.
Well, whatever. And he also said that, and you did say this, is that September for the Browns is a cakewalk.
The cakewalk of the season. Good God. Context matters.
Well, first off, you walked it back. So you did say it's a cakewalk.
Walked it back.
You walk it back. Zach, thoughts?
I mean, I just think these first eight quarters, you know, at home against Dallas and then going to Jacksonville and 115 degrees playing that team, I think it's just great scrimmage. I think that's the preseason for the Browns. And all they have to do is be 1-1. All they have to do is get those experiences, try to keep everybody healthy, figure out, you know, what they were right about, what they were wrong about, what they need to fix going forward. I think those are two incredibly tough games. They can beat Dallas. I will pick them to beat Dallas. But if you've seen the offense in camp, then you know they're going to need the defense to beat Dallas.
Zach, is it over for the Guardians?
You know, I have it on TV from time to time, Nick, but I am just so detached from the day-to-day of baseball. I'm trying to join the senior golf tour, and that gets a lot of my free time. So.
It's interesting.
Yeah, the assassin chimes in there.
It's interesting, yeah. The Guardians do appear to be detached from baseball as well. Zach, be well, man. Appreciate you, and hopefully it's an interesting and fun season this year.
Bye, Dustin. Never talk to you again.
Zach, do you want to come to my tennis match tonight?
Say no.
No, I have to take a cold shower. Sorry.
Just a mic drop.
Zach Jackson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dustin jammed me up there and he took my words out of context like the slippery wizard himself. And thankfully, Zach saw right through it and gave a very earnest and wonderful answer on the first 2 weeks of the season there. And I don't think it's just I'll build on what Zach was saying. If we're using it to talk about the offense, I think the first 5 weeks of the tune-up. I think September plus that Washington matchup at the beginning of the season, like and listen, Dallas and Jacksonville should be the tougher of those five games, but yeah, like we should be able to look at all this and say after five games, you better damn well know what that offense is and who they are, right?
I would say so, Nick. I think if Deshaun gets through those first five games healthy, yeah, the Browns could be 4-1. 3-2.
Just going to go down the different record.
5-0.
They could be 2-3.
I'm just looking for some reaction out of you.
They could be 1-4. They could be 0-5. I think we've covered.
Yeah.
Oh, they could.
What about 1-4?
They could be 1-0.
They could tie. You could have a tie.
They could go 4-1-0. No. 4-0-1. Damn it. I'm losing my smartassness. I'm not winning this one. By the way, why did the cold shower thing make it awkward? Was that on me?
It's a fair question.
Because I wanted to report to you guys that I, you know, in the interest of, you know, what Keith's already.
You could just say at the end of the interview when you asked him, you could just say, I have thoughts on that. Instead, you did kind of make it like, I'm going to use this in some capacity. Like,
okay, yeah, it did sound.
I mean, there's
kind of
only one conversation there. Do you like cold showers or not?
Yeah. So I took my first cold shower today.
What's really funny about that is that this morning I took a cold shower.
Nice. Nice. How'd it feel?
It's great. I do it all the time. So what I do is I go to our club and I call it the executive workout. I get a steam in for like 25 minutes, 20 mm-hmm. minutes, and then I immediately get out and jump in a cold shower.
So,
and it just feels so refreshing.
So what's interesting is I went through probably the longest walk that I've gone through since I started walking about 6 or 7 weeks ago. And so I was like the surface of the sun. I was just super heated. And I was like, you know what? That one, I could use a cool down anyways. But the other thing is the scientific proof behind cold showers or cold therapy is that, what is it? 2 to 3 minutes in a cold shower gives you like a 6 to 8 hour kick of dopamine that is more significant than if you took a bump. Like, so I was like, all right, let's get that good vibes going there. I got to tell you, though, the first 30 seconds of the cold shower were the longest 30 seconds of my life. Does that happen every time, by the way? Or is that just the first time?
Keith is a big cold shower guy.
I mean, the first, like, 5 or 10 seconds. 30 seems a bit long. I mean, I think your body gets used to it after 10 seconds.
I was going through Lamaze breathing for the first. I was trying to count slowly and accurately but it was both the longest 30 seconds of my life and the quickest counting I've ever done in my life.
I mean, take a couple deep breaths, and by that point, you should be fairly used to it.
In fairness, that is what I... So I jumped in, and I was so shocked by how cold it was that I, like, stopped... Like, I stopped myself breathing. Like, I held my breath. I think you are right. I do think that exacerbated the issue. But I can't tell you.
You're a big exacerbator.
People have said that about Nicky Dubs. That man exacerbates things almost too much, some might say. But I got to tell you, I think I'm in. I kind of dug it. And I was a much nicer person to everyone after I got out of that bad boy. Like, I'm still kind of in the vibe zone from it. I get it. I kind of wish we had one here. So, like, halfway through the show, just dip in for like 3 or 4 minutes. Like, if you really get me pissed off, I can just go, guys, I got to take a cool shower, cover the next segment. I need to go get my dopamine fix on.
You know, I'm thinking about buying one of those actual plunges. Like, when I played ball, we would get in the cold tub every day. Mm-hmm. We would do contrast baths. We would do cold plunges right after practice, you know. It's so funny to see people doing it now, like it's a mainstream thing, when any athlete has been doing this forever, where you get in the cold tub, because it works.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about getting one, dude, for like, put it on my deck, keep it outside.
You already have the like mini steam room, right?
Yeah. I don't use it as much as I thought I would, especially now that our club got the steam room up and running.
Yeah.
I bought it because it was always broken.
Yeah.
But they got it fixed now.
You can always give it to me.
Oh, there we go. Gardos.
You can always give it to me.
My steam room thing?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Oh, I was just joking, but hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a good chance I'll give it to you.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, nothing committal, right?
It's not like
I want you
that
think
expensive,
it.
Dude. A lot of those ones cost like thousands of dollars. This is like $300.
No, I know, but
it gets the job done.
But if I can get...
Oh, I don't know if you fit in there.
It's actually fair. Like, you jam me up, but it's also fair. I'm more worried about the height than the width.
I didn't mean you to catch a stray there.
You did. I think you did. Like, that's exactly what you meant.
No, I didn't mean to do it, but after I said it, it felt good.
Yeah, no, it felt right.
It did.
And I didn't take it personally.
But, dude, you got to see, like, there's a mini little chair in there. Half your ass cheek's not even going
to
fit in
there. No. I think I would have to get a different chair for in there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You would fit in there.
Yeah.
But the chair, like, dude, you need like a... Yeah. Bigger chair.
I've seen those. I've seen those chairs.
They're like a chair that is made for a second grader.
A toddler?
Yeah. Or a toddler, yeah. I mean, like, is toddler second grader? Like, sure.
No, a toddler is a very small
How
child.
How young?
Like
5 years old?
Like Less. A year. Because they toddle when they walk.
When do they become a child?
Well, they're always a child.
7 a.m.?
They're always a child. But my point is...
Unintentionally.
So the I think that was quite intentional. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
I got to say, I think the reason I haven't bought my own yet is actually probably the chair. The little chair they give you, I mean, it's like, have you ever gone to your kid's school and you have to use the restroom and you walk in, the urinals are like 1 foot off the floor and you're like, I can't make this work? That's the chair equivalent of that experience.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.